This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. I know every week, pretty much every week, I say we got a special show, but this is a special, special show. We've been getting a lot of emails from around the country. People are dealing with things. Their hearts are heavy, and I can understand that. And you know, they're trying to overcome something. And I was looking through some of the archives, and my wife Raina and I did an awesome interview with Lewis and Teresa Bland from the Faith Walk show. And when I pulled this CD out and heard this, I said, this is, even though this was recorded 4 years ago, this was a right now word or right now message. I'm not going to hold this up. What I want to do, I'm going to go right into a commercial break, and then we are going to jump right into this interview with my wife, Raina, and I. And this topic, I'm going to call this overcoming obstacles. We're going to talk more about this. Well, you're going to hear more about it after this. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
Raina and Vance, we are so glad to have you come and share with us this morning. Please say good morning to our Gospel 860 family.
Thank you,
bless
Teresa.
You.
We're so happy to be here.
Yes, very honored to be here and appreciate it.
So we know that you got some great things to share with our Gospel 860 family. And I wanted to start with you, Vance, because I know that Father Matters came from a need that you had within your life, and your faith walk and your testimony is what God purposed for you through your faith walk to bring along Father Matters. So
yes, well, Father Matters, it was birthed out of my brokenness, out of my pain. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Baltimore, and then, you know, when I was about 12 years old, grew up in San Jose, California. But going back to Baltimore, mom had me. She was 13 years old when she had me, and my dad was 19. And I grew up without my father in my life. I would see him maybe three times a year growing up. You know, and at the age of 22, you know, not knowing anything about being a man, no male role models in my life, doing what I saw the older kids do growing up, you know, I became a young father, didn't marry his mom. I was at that age. That's who I was. That's not who I am. I was seeing other people. And when my son Nathan was born, that was my wake up call. And it was one of those things where, if we weren't going to be a family, I couldn't be in my son's life. And I was like, you know what? I had already grew up like that. And I wasn't going to allow my son to grow up like that. So in and out of court, going through the custody battles, going through the issues of the fighting, the lying, the hurt, the pain, all the rejection, all the stuff that I had brought into my adult life because it was birthed out of my young life. So, you know, in 5 years at age 27, you know, I was one time I was sitting in one of these court ordered parenting classes, because back then you had to keep going to all these parenting classes and all this fighting. And it was a lady, and she said, Vance, you've been in this class for like 4 weeks now. You have not said anything. Wow. And I looked at her and I said, how can you teach me how to be a father to my son, and you've been a girl all your life? And on top of that, it was classes that people were coming together, and it was all the hate and the anger. And so they charge you all this money to come, because when it's court ordered, you got to pay $200-$300 to go. And I got to sit in here for 7 weeks, 9 weeks, 15 weeks, and hear people bash their exes, bash the fathers or the mothers of their children, mm-hmm. and that nothing is getting accomplished here. And mm-hmm. then some of the classes were being facilitated by attorneys who didn't even have kids themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. They was just trying to keep their ear to the game mm-hmm. so they can know how to stay in the game.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
And one time, so I was at my friend's house. His name is Paul, back in San Jose, California. And I said, Paul, I just want to start a support group for men. Mm-hmm. And when it came on my heart heavy, because the average man has less than 3 friends in a lifetime. Hmm. Now, I'm not talking about beer buddies mm-hmm. and hang out Monday night football guys. Right. I'm talking about when you're going through something. Mm-hmm. Now, I was popular in my little neighborhood. I was a little DJ. Mm-hmm. But when I started going through all this, friends went away.
Wow.
People didn't want to be around somebody that's going through that stuff.
Yeah,
of course.
Right.
But at the time, I needed that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I needed somebody to walk this thing out with me.
Yeah.
Right.
So I stayed angry longer. I mm-hmm. stayed hurt longer mm-hmm. because I was trying to do this my way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and
right.
then I started going to church. I've always been to church when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was those days back in Baltimore when they didn't have kids' ministries.
Right.
That's when the kids sat upstairs mm-hmm. and when you get that 50 cents to put in a bucket, we're going across the street and get some candy.
Candy,
that,
right. Right.
Forget
right.
that.
And come back and eat
okay.
Yeah.
You go back upstairs right? and be where you're supposed to be right. when grandma come up there and get you.
Right.
So now I'm in my 20s trying to reach back mm-hmm. to the word, and I realized I was present in the church but lost in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was running into people who didn't have time or didn't want to make time mm-hmm. to show me the word.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I was running coming across people who they was cracking the word open, but they wasn't living it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's like don't come at me with all this religion.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me good words of encouragement.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when
direction
I started that, I was
counsel.
Like, yeah. So I was in my friend's studio apartment. I said, Paul, I just want to start a group for fathers who just want to be good fathers. I don't want to bash
right.
my son's mom, any
right.
of this. And then real quick, if I can, mm-hmm. I know this now, but I didn't realize this back then. We don't attract in life who we want. We attract in life who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that I had my child with came from the same type of dysfunction
mm-hmm. that you
that I came from.
Right.
So now I'm blaming her, she blaming me, mm-hmm. and then we brung Nathan into the world, and he's looking mm-hmm. at us like, I'm supposed to be the child, not you two.
Hey, right, mm-hmm.
Ooh,
right.
So when I started talking to Paul about this, Paul, and I said, man, I would just love to have somewhere. Paul said, why don't you start it here?
Mm-hmm.
So I started Father Matters in 1997 in Paul's studio apartment
wow.
with 4 kitchen chairs, mm-hmm. a pack of chocolate chip cookies,
mm.
and a pot of coffee.
Wow. Wow.
See, because
amen.
It's like, look, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just get
mm-hmm.
it going.
Just start
mm-hmm.
it.
You know what I mean? Get mm-hmm. it going. And then so,
that's faith.
Yeah.
But that's how you walk out of
right.
faith. You just do what the Lord, you hear the Lord telling you to do.
And the Lord is putting that on you.
Yeah, without having the funds
that's
or the
right.
finances
mm-hmm.
or the place.
Anything. Or the degree. And then,
right.
and then what was
yeah.
happening was, so I don't have no degree to this stuff. I'm not college trained to do this. I was just reading books and living my life and doing things. So then I was trying to get with these agencies, the CPS departments, people that work with family. They was like, mm-hmm. man, what kind of, do you have a degree? Do you all this type
yeah.
of stuff? And it intimidated me. It scared me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it
yeah.
scared me because I thought if I don't do it the way they say I'm supposed
yeah.
to do
then
it.
You're not going
to
get the support.
Right,
see,
right.
But then what started happening was when I was reaching out and talking to men, people didn't care what you have because I was giving them a right now word, a
yeah.
right now
yes.
service,
yeah.
and
yes.
a right now ear.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it got to the point where I started getting bold and telling people I don't have a master's degree to do what I do,
mm-hmm.
but I have a degree from the master
amen.
To do what I do.
Amen. That's
yeah.
good.
It's
way
effective.
Better than master's.
That's right.
From
that's
man.
Right. and it got to the point where it's like,
oh, man.
It ain't by crowd, it's by purpose.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Man.
And so we doing Father Matters, and then just people started coming, support started coming. It didn't just come just because I woke up, but you hit a lot of roads. You,
mm-hmm.
you do things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we know.
Yes.
You know. So
yes.
that's how Father Matters was birthed, and that's what we still do to this day. Because
mm-hmm. wonderful
men are doing life on their own.
Yes.
And we are going to church. We're coming to work. You say, hey, how you doing, man? Everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not telling each other that I've been sleeping on the couch for 2 weeks
right. mm-hmm.
because I went and financed something that my family couldn't afford,
right.
and my
mm-hmm.
wife's been angry with me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
See, because we want everybody to like us, our show. So, don't get too close to my heart, because mm-hmm. you might not like what you see.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing life out, and we're doing it phony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, Father Matters, we set up the environment that is safe. And I always tell people, come as you are, but don't mm-hmm. stay as you are. Because
hey.
If you want to stay as you are, I'm gonna tell you to stay where you are.
Because
mm-hmm. it's time to step up, stay
hey.
Up, and show up.
Yes.
And do what we need to do as men of all cultures, mm-hmm. backgrounds, age groups, mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the foundation of what Father Matters is about.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now,
amen.
When you went through what you were were going through. Little did you know you were going through for Father Matters.
Amen. And
did not know that.
Didn't that's even right. know that. And didn't that's know. Just how a lot of us are.
That's it. Right. That's where you find your purpose.
Yeah,
going
that's
through.
Right. Yeah.
And, well, and I tell a lot of people, when we're going through stuff, we can do one of two things. We can either get bitter or we can get better. You know, so we got to the point where I chose, I'm going to get better. I'm going to, I'm not going to repeat what I've grew up in.
Exactly.
I'm not going to repeat that cycle.
Right.
That's right.
I'm that's like saying I cut the generational curse.
That's right.
Because I'm not going to allow my generation to go on the way that I had to go through, because that's what we have to do.
That's
we have to put a stake in the sand and say, listen, this is it. I'm the last one. It's not going to happen.
Here.
Amen.
And
what I had to go through, I don't want my future generation to have to go through.
No,
I want them to be better.
Well, and it's very important. And what I share with men, what we do today as men, fathers, and husbands will affect the next four generations. And I tell guys, just because your grandfather was abusive to grandma and your father was abusive to your mama, that don't mean you got to be abusive to your spouse.
Amen.
That's good.
The buck stops.
Amen.
But we don't realize it will affect the next four generations.
I like that.
Because our kids don't do what we say. They do what we do.
Right.
And the way I treat my wife is the way is the type of man that my daughter, one of my four daughters, may grow up and marry that type of man.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the way I treat my wife may be the same way my son's going to grow up and treat his wife.
Amen.
So if I always tell people, we're either allowing the atmosphere in our home or creating it as the men of our homes, as the leaders of the home. And we create it. We create the structure, the discipline, the love. We've got to create it. Because if you allow it, like our 7-year-old daughter, if I allow her to stay up till 10 o'clock on a school night, she don't
do it. That's right. And she's going to try to press it even further.
Yeah. See?
The longer you allow.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Good.
So I wanted you also to go back some in your lifetime so that the listeners can understand what you went through as a young child that got you to the point where you got angry and mad and frustrated and wasn't feeling like you were loved. I know that the fact that your father wasn't in the household was a piece of it, but did you have a grandfather? Was your mother there? Was, you know, because there's a lot of people that don't have their fathers, but, you know.
I called my grandfather dad.
Okay.
That was my father. And my mom, bless her heart, she was a child having a child. So she, you know, it was tough. I was, you know, I attended like 7 different elementary schools by the time I was in the 6th grade. Because we was either moving or it was like, which family member I'm going to get stuck with? Or how about which family member is going to get stuck with Vance this summer or this weekend?
Oh, wow.
You know, so my mom and I didn't really have a close relationship. My mom was very verbally abusive, selfish. Okay. I'm just keeping it real.
And it is. Right. You can hear it. She's selfish because she's not spending the time.
Right.
But then she was, how old was she?
She was 13 when she had it.
A
child having a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then so as we fast, so it was tough. But if it wasn't for my grandparents, I don't know what direction I would have went, because we were surrounded. We had the gangs. I was in the gang.
You said Baltimore.
Okay. All right.
Baltimore.
I'm talking about in the 70s.
Oh, trust me. I understand.
Okay. But let me tell you something. I was in the gang, but my grandfather was the gang leader. Because it was like this here.
Wow. I thought you were about to tell me granddad was the deacon in the church.
No.
He was the deacon, but the gang.
The gang was his house.
Wow.
And you don't cross the boundaries in that home.
Wow.
Because he wasn't scared of nobody in those neighborhoods.
Of course.
So my thing was, now, do I want to join a street gang and let my grandfather find out?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll risk y'all jumping on me and let tell y'all what, y'all don't scare me. Yeah.
My grandfather, that's right.
See, so that's what I'm talking about. And growing up with that, but see, as I got older, and I realized my mom was hurt as a child.
Exactly, that's how.
See, she loved me the way she knew how.
My
mom did not have a good relationship to this day with my grandmother. So she parented me the way she was parented. But it took all these years for me to realize this. But I had to keep it. I had to keep it moving.
Right.
You know. And then today my father and I have a great. We're great friends. We're great friends. But it's funny because sometimes when I hear him try to talk to the grandkids, he don't know how to talk to the grandkids. So I'm like mediating it because I can have a mouthful of cereal and say something to my children, and they know exactly what I said.
Because you got that relationship.
But my father can talk to the kids, And he's like, okay, what did he say? What did he mean by that? What, right. See, that misfire mm-hmm. is there. Mm-hmm. You know, but to the, and my father, and I don't know why, but he's still dealing with that guilt today. He'll tell me, I'm so proud of you. And he's still blaming my mother for the things that went down. And my mother's still blaming my father for the stuff that went down.
The stuff that you saw when you were little.
You see what I mean?
You know, the child saying, now who's supposed to be the child here? They feel the same way.
Exactly.
Wow.
But see, the thing is, for me now, as a married man, it's very important that my mother needs to realize and recognize and understand her boundaries. Mm-hmm. See, you're not the mother of my home.
Right.
You're my mother now. I came through you, not from you.
Right.
And the way Raina and I do things together, you don't know how, because you never stayed consistent in one relationship long enough to know.
Right.
So when you call, you're going to respect my wife, because that's your daughter-in-law, but that's my wife.
And you as the man, you have to let them know that.
That's from the jump.
Come on now. Come on.
We've been a witness of that.
From the jump.
He had to do the same thing.
Now, see, the viewers can't see this, but y'all two gave each other a pound.
Look. No one.
That's right.
No one. Mm-hmm. No one. After I was in a marriage before. Mm-hmm. You know, I was married before. For those of y'all don't know, now you know. And that was during the time when I ran. 7 years of running.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And no talking to the Lord, no consulting the Lord, doing what I want to do. Selfish.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Didn't want to preach. Minister of music. Had that to fall back on. But one day I said, yes, Lord. Okay, Lord, you win. He said, I always win.
That's right.
And then as I continue to lead, be led by the Spirit of God, and all of a sudden, my ex at the time, I said, well, I accepted a call to the minister. And she was like, quote, oh, yeah, what brought that about? Unquote. You know, and so I knew then, the days was numbered a long time ago. She just kept making it clear. Make a long story short, we divorced. And once we divorced, my wife and I, current wife, some sweetie pie,
mm-hmm.
I knew the Lord brought her to
right.
me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I knew the Lord gave her to me because I talked to the Lord about it this time.
Right.
You know, the first time did not. Second time, Lord.
That's right. Learn from your mistakes, right?
Now, this is the woman you want me to be with.
Right.
You know, I talk to him like personal. It's personal. Mm-hmm. Make a long story short, you see, we're going to be married 21 years in November.
Amen.
But there were some times, even my mama.
Yeah.
Oh, this is reality radio.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, my mama didn't like her at the first.
Sure
love her to life and nah.
Amen.
Love her to life. Probably Amen. Love her more than me sometimes where she at.
Yeah.
But there was times where, hey, I said, mama, with all due respect, I'm not going to let you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let granny.
That's
I'm
right.
not going to let nobody That's hinder right. me from the mm-hmm. blessings that God gave me.
That's right.
Amen.
God gave her to me, Thank not you. You and I, of course, I had to say with all due respect because that's how I am.
Right.
And she got the message,
Amen.
As you see, because, like I said, she loved her more than she loved me. You know, but that's how she is.
Yeah.
And so that's a blessing. You got to tell them up front.
Yeah.
If you don't tell
gotcha.
Them, if you don't tell them, they're gonna be running things.
That's right.
You're like George Jefferson's mama. Remember
see,
George Jefferson's mama?
Yeah. Him and Weezy. Her and Weezy didn't get along.
No, right. they didn't get along at all because George kept letting her.
Right. Yeah.
Had a room in the place. Was just trying to stay. See, and see, going from the parents, from the mama, it's with the kids too. I always tell Raina, we not raising these kids to stay. We training them to get up out of here, get a move.
The way they should go, and the way they should go, and the way they should go. Right?
You know, and but see, long as we're training them right now, doing it. I mean, our kids have chores.
Yeah,
yeah.
Our kids respect. Right. I mean,
absolutely.
Come on now.
Right.
See, you might be talking to your mama, but you're talking to my woman.
Hey.
You see what I mean? That we got to just let them know.
Amen.
You know, and I think the best thing that happened to me was being raised by my grandfather.
Granddad didn't play sound
no
like. Granddad didn't play especially
because he cared too much for us.
I understand. Right. You could tell he cared because he took you in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
You didn't have to bounce around.
Right. No. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Praise God. So what a testimony. And as you went through, that's how the Lord birthed Father
right.
Matters. So,
right.
Because when there's a need in your life,
that's
then
right.
God uses that. And when you allow him to.
Exactly.
You'll birth something beautiful out of it.
Yeah.
You know, although it was hurt, it was pain, it was mess, it was stuff that had to come out, that he had to purge out of you.
Had to walk through the fire.
Exactly.
Had to walk through the fire.
But now you can speak personally
yes.
to another father,
that's
to
right.
another man. and clearly tell them, I'm not just talking about what I read in a book. It's about what
That's right. University of life. Right.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. That makes it more powerful.
Yes.
And they receptive to.
It's real.
Yeah. Amen. So bless you for that. Well, Sister Raina, I wanted to you to share because I know that you all met at some point in time that I'm not sure when and how and all that. So we want to get into that. So I wanted you to share that.
Do you see why I love him?
Amen. Amen.
It's just too much.
Amen.
No, we, as Vance said.
I can see why you love him.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Plus he's beautiful.
Yeah. Good taste.
But, amen. It was for both of us. We had been married before.
Okay.
And I was
so you ain't alone, brother.
Oh, trust me. Trust
no,
me.
I was married for 10 years before. Okay. I have three daughters from that marriage. But Vance and I actually worked together, both of us in social services. And that wasn't the route that I planned on going in life. And, you know, I had a similar upbringing that Vance had. Never knew my real father, but had my stepfather in my life from the time that I was six.
Okay.
And really, really disruptive, destructive home. My mom, let's see, this was the third man that I had in my life by the time that I was six.
Wow.
And two sisters and an older brother. And we had been through so much already by that time. But she did the best she could. Mm-hmm. She was 17 when she had me, and I was her second child.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So 22, she had four children. And we saw a lot of violence growing up, you know, drug abuse, alcohol use. You know, it was just, it was crazy. And thank God for grandparents, because my grandmother, who was a young mom too, she had my mother at 12.
Got it, yeah.
But by then, by the time we came around, she had her feet, you know, on the ground.
Oh, right.
And, you know, she took us in on weekends, summers. We just thank God for grandma.
Praise God. Where were you born and raised?
Phoenix, Arizona.
In Phoenix, okay,
yeah,
got
Phoenix,
it.
I'm a native. All and right. I know that's strange,
Phoenician.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we moved around a lot too. Like Vance said, I had, you know, multiple schools, you know, growing up. And that was just because my parents were trying to figure themselves out as they were raising us.
Got it.
And so by the time that I had met Vance, I was already divorced, you know, trying to struggle with three young girls of all things, you know, with the upbringing that I had. And married a man that was not abusive at all, but really not there. So when Vance came along and we worked together and we both had such a passion to serve other people, it was just in us. It was a calling that God gave us. We just really didn't know how to put the brokenness and the pieces together to do that.
Right.
And I heard his passion and I saw him. It was just like, this is it. And, you know, similar to what you were saying earlier about praying, after I divorced my first husband, I spent a year and a half alone and just said, God, you need to show me something because I did this my way and I tried it my way and it didn't work.
Right. I understand.
And I can't do it any other way. And I'm so hurt and I'm so broken. And I took all of that junk into my first marriage and expected it to be successful.
Right.
And then now I have three girls and what am I showing them as a woman?
Right.
So by the time that Vance came along, I had that good, solid foundation of just being with God and hearing from God, and you know, it just seemed to line up, it just seemed to match up, and so here we are today. You know,
that's awesome, yeah, because out of that, you know, it's so amazing when God opens your eyes.
Yes.
Because you know, you totally blinded. You think about Paul, he said, scales fell off his eyes.
Right.
And it's almost like scales fall off your eyes. And then it's like, man, it was right there all the time, but you never see it until the Lord reveals it to you. And that's what's a blessing.
Yeah.
And I know that he hooked you all up together because he knew that you could come in and compliment Father Matter and even probably help take it to another level.
Take it to another level and talk to women on a real level. I grew up, even though the man was in control of the household, you know, the women in my family were real dominant. And my mom is the matriarch now of our home. And so when I got married, even though there was such a dysfunctional way of viewing marriage and commitment and relationships.
We are pretty much at the end of this show, but do not worry. We're going to come back next week to do part two of this. This is overcoming obstacles. You heard a little bit about my personal testimony, a little bit about Raina. She's going to get more into it next week. I just want you to know, don't you let nothing turn you around from what you're going through. Everything that you're doing right, the enemy is going to use people, your own family members. He's going to use just the most craziest situations to have you
not focus on what God is doing for you. That's called a distraction. So what we're going to do, I want you to tune in next week. Let some other friends know about it. Go to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, log on to the fathermatters.org website, go to our Facebook page, share this show, and share next week's show. And all you moms, all you ladies out there, join us this week, May 11th, for our Mother to Mothers workshop. This week, Thursday, May 11th. For more information about the Mother to Mother workshop, log on to fathermatters.org. Men, next month, June 15th, we have the Fathers Mentoring Fathers Workshop. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information. Take this information that you're hearing today. Come to the Mother to Mother Workshop. Come to the Fathers Mentoring Fathers Workshop. So tune in next week. We're going to have part two, okay? So thank you for tuning in to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, as always, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.